2025. So first I'll ask Commissioner Varda to lead us with a pledge of allegiance.
Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, let's do a roll call. I think Commissioner Seos is absent. So Commissioner Varda?
Here.
Commissioner Rice?
Here.
And Commissioner Kuz?
Here.
And Chairman Commissioner Ha, we're here. All right, we have one consent item, that's the minutes of the March 26, 2025. Can I get a motion?
I'll motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we got one item on the agenda. Executive Officer, would you introduce the item, please?
Yes, sir. Item number one is a public hearing for use permit planning application 23-0217. The applicant is David Mello, project manager. The location is 334 Delmore Avenue, Costa Mesa, California, otherwise known as Assessor Parcel Number 4390924-0. This is located in the 5th Supervisorial District. The applicant is requesting a use permit from the planning commission to convert an existing detached garage into administrative office space and to propose alternative parking standards. With that, I'll turn over to staff, and I believe Eileen Bunfeld, our associate planner, will be providing the staff presentation at this time.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the planning commission. I will be presenting PA 23-0217, use permit. The project, as stated, is located at 334 Delmore Avenue in Costa Mesa. The property is currently zoned R1 for single-family residence. The project size currently has a developed 2179 square foot residence and includes two detached structures, one being a common square foot garage and the other detached structure is currently being used along with the residence. On the existing, in this existing site, there is a small community care facility, which is a permitted use operated by the new direction for one end. As you can see, the associated smaller building is also being used for the small community care facility as a childcare facility for the small community care facility. And I highlighted here the University Drive. Right now, it's unimproved, but there has been an area of dedication along University Drive to be future right-of-way to be extended. So as you can see on this slide, it did make a lot of the homes front of University Drive legal non-conforming. So the proposed project is to convert the existing detached accessory structure as for administrative offices and also to propose alternative parking standards. So under the zoning table of 7-9-31.2, it says that all other uses not specifically enumerated shall be permitted unless a use permit is obtained by the planning commission. The applicant is also requesting a use permit to allow alternative off-street standards, which is to replace the two uncovered parking, to replace the required parking for the existing home for surface parking, which will be a result of a conversion. So this is currently the development standards for the R1 zoning. I highlighted that the two standards that they do not meet as is right now is to cover parking and also to have administrative offices. Those are the topics that would be subject to the use permit. Proposed office space will include six offices, one to be used as a conference room, and a bathroom staff and a donation closet. The respective offices will operate daily from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is designed to be a low-intense office use and to serve the immediate needs of the facility that's surrounding, while minimizing any adverse impacts on nearby residents. But we also included a condition number eight to limit the business hours for the administrative offices. The proposed conversion of the existing garage into the administrative offices will eliminate the minimum required two covered parking for the residential home on the property. While the applicant initially considered adding covered parking, the constraints of the new right-of-way really would not allow for two covered parking spots. They also were anticipating to put the covered parking spots where spots six and seven are, but that would be actually in the right-of-way. And we did have it reviewed by our traffic officials, our traffic divisions, and it was determined that our code department would not be supported for structure within our future right-of-way. Additionally, there is a provision in our code for screening. Uncovered off-street parking spaces shall be screened whenever such parking spaces are about the boundaries of the building sites or located between buildings or buildings and on streets. The screening material not less than 3.5 feet high. So as you can see right now, where the parking spaces will be where it does abut a street, there is currently an existing 6-foot fence, so this will screen the uncovered parking spaces. So the existing site meets all the screening requirements for the uncovered off-street parking, and the applicants are very mindful of their surrounding areas and are going to minimize any exterior changes to the site. So this application is allowed by the zoning table section 7-9-31.2 that allows for all other uses aside from those specifically set forth shall be prohibited unless a use permit by the planning commission is obtained, and by 7-9-70.9, which allows for alternative off-street parking regulations by use permit for an off-street parking regulations. Staff recommends that one receives a staff report, that the planning commission receives a staff report and the public testimony as appropriate, finds the project as priority exempt from the California Quality Act Class 3 new construction or conversion of a small structure pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15303 and approve the planning application PA23-0217 for the use permit subject to findings and conditions included in the staff report.
Thank you. Hang tight. Commissioner, do you have any question for our staff person?
No, I'll start this question, Chairman. Ms. Lundfeld, thank you very much for the staff report. I just want confirmation. So we're stating that there's all the parking is going to be provided on the property, and that there will be no off-site parking as part of this application, like street parking. That's not part of this application. So no street parking.
No street parking.
And so so it's two uncovered parking spaces and the conversion of the garage to an office. That's really the subject of our purview here. So maybe ask, like two uncovered spaces, how common is this in unincorporated areas of Orange County to have a discretionary item like this?
Sure. There are a few in North Tustin in particular where residential structures have been converted to non-residential uses. However, being that the underlying zoning, and in this case the underlying use of the property, is still considered residential, the parking for cover is still required. So we do see situations similarly to this where rather than having covered spaces, they're uncovered spaces, because typically we would want a garage or carport for residential use, whereas a quasi-residential use such as this wouldn't necessitate that same parking requirements.
I got you. Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? I have a question. So on a typical day, how many vehicles would be at the facility? How many parking spaces do we have any information on that, either from staff or maybe the applicant can answer that later?
Yes, I think partially, part of the answer would be is that based upon the uses, all uses are parked appropriately to the demand. So the office space has the five spaces as required by the zoning code, and the residential use has the two parking required spaces for that use. Daily operationally, we haven't received any complaints regarding off-street parking, so we infer that to mean there are no issues with additional parking demand. But daily usage, I think the applicant would probably be best to answer that question.
Okay, thank you. With that in mind, I guess we can open up public comments.
Sure, and before we go to the one speaker request, we did receive several communications that I believe have been provided to the Planning Commission, but in just large summary, there were concerns related to parking and traffic rays. Just to assert, this has been reviewed by the Development Support Division, in particular the county's traffic engineer, and is found to meet all our parking requirements as well as not creating additional traffic issues or demands associated with that. Just wanted to add that to the record. Other comments were more clarificational in nature as in requesting additional information, and that information has been provided to the requesters, and we have not received any further follow-up questions from them. With that, I'll introduce the first and only speaker we have at this time.
Go ahead.
Sure. And that would be Nicole Cavanaugh, who is affiliated with New Direction for Women.
Hello, my name is Nicole Cavanaugh. Hi, everyone. Thanks for hearing us out. I'm an alumni of New Directions for Women. I went through the program in 2011. I am happy to say that I am still sober, so I am coming up on 14 years. And, you know, of course, there's daily work that requires that. The New Directions was a great stepping stone for that. And a facility that's always growing and wanting to perfect their care and help the women that go through the program. You know, there's imminent growth that needs to happen. And without, you know, additional office spaces, I think that would hinder their growth and hinder women getting sober and better and perfecting their lives. I'm a very active member of the alumni community, and it's growing year by year. And alumni go back there for all the events and programs that they have. And you don't really hear that in substance abuse treatment centers. It's very not common at all. So, you know, being an advocate of the alumni and having gone through there, it's very nice to see that, you know, a facility that's doing something accurate and properly, and, you know, they should show out all their cards. And that's very rare in Orange County. And figure that there's no complaints on parking. I mean, I get complaints about my parking in my neighborhood, and it's not even a sober living or house. So it's very rare. So, you know, my time is coming to an end, but thanks for hearing me out.
Thank you. Anybody else?
That is the only request to speak. This is the time and place for public speaking, so if anyone else would like to speak, this is your opportunity.
I know that we got a couple comment letters, but I'm assuming none of those individuals are here or want to speak.
No.
Okay. With that, then I guess we'll go back to the commissioner. Can I get a motion from...
Can you close the public hearing?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Let's close that. Public hearing.
I have a couple comments too. Me too.
Oh,
four becomes five. For Fourth district comes before fifth district.
I didn't know that was a competition.
I would come up to something different. Question for staff about when you guys receive letters, is it practice to reach out to the people, or do you just accept them and pass along to us? Like, try to answer their questions.
It largely depends. If the requests are administrative or detailed, or requesting additional detail, we'll provide that information to them and then provide the comment letters to the Planning Commission. If the letters are more expressive and subjective in request, we typically would not respond other than to say, thank you for your letter. We have forwarded your comments to the Planning Commission.
And my second question is it staff's opinion that the changes in the use don't substantially increase the intensity of the use?
No. This is what I would like to say is a good working relationship where we've identified potential code compliance issues, worked with the applicant and their team to ensure that any comments or concerns related to a non-residential or quasi-non-residential use going in a residential area was not going to affect the residential community. I think the volumes, it speaks volumes to the fact of how long this facility has operated without issue, speaks to that, and we don't consider the expansion to be anything other than almost accessory in nature to the use, but because of it being a separate use, it requires the use permit.
I understand. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And in the past, I have reached out to the members of the public that, you know, that submit letters like these, and it depends on the issue. You know, I reach out to them personally and ask if I could be available. Just listen to them and get their concerns right across. With that, Commissioner Bartlett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make a couple observations and comments. I met with the applicants on Monday afternoon around 3 o'clock with Mr. Mello, Ms. Steele, and one of the board members. I wish I could remember your name. Thank you. And we took a tour of the property. It's almost like it's like a little campus there. And there is another parking area associated with the campus. A substantial location for look like apartments and where would be the main area. And that, at that time, there were several parking spaces that were vacant. So it appears that there's capacity for some additional parking should it be needed. And I just also wanted to mention that I was very impressed at the condition of the property, how it looks on the, it was just a quick survey and we were there for 20 minutes, but it was very well done, kept in excellent condition, and the applicants were very gracious with their time. So it looked like everything was working and operating properly. The office area in and of itself, they pointed out where the parking areas would be. It looks very, just like Ms. Lundfeld showed on the screen, very logical. And then the two spaces, of course, they really have a tough time covering those because it's in the portion of the right-of-way for who knows if universities ever going to get expanded, and those would be throwaway dollars. And so so I just wanted to make this expression known to the New Directions team. And I wanted to ask, like, what is the policy for, like, a check-in? Is there because it's a use permit, is there like a 1 or 2 year check back to see how everything is operating?
Largely built into the conditions of approval, it's checking back in if concerns are raised. We presume that if no concerns are raised, the operation is operating in conformance with the use permit.
Okay.
So
the pressure's on.
Yes. And I would just say that in other examples, the responsiveness and observation comes from the surrounding residential community. They're there, they see it, and they're not typically lacking in vocal responses and things. So if there are problems, we'll hear about them relatively quickly, relatively loudly.
Thank you.
So can I assume that since in operation so far with code enforcement, no complaints, no nothing filed, no calls?
That is correct. And that is not typical of these types of facilities, I'll just add.
Yeah. Commissioner Rice, you've been so quiet, usually that's not the case, so you have anything to add?
Well, I wanted to echo some of the sentiments, and Commissioner Bartlett, as always, he's done his homework, and I appreciate that, and I rely on that. And I just wanted to second the idea that, you know, facilities like this, especially for women and children, very important. And I want to note a couple of comment letters were from, I guess, neighbors, maybe next door neighbors, and they had good things to say, which is amazing. So obviously this facility runs in a very orderly way. They do their work, but also they're good neighbors, which is very important, very important. And so, Mr. Chairman, I think I'm looking forward to happily supporting this.
Okay, thank you. So, I guess, can we get a motion?
I'll move to approve the staff recommended action with the conditions as stated.
Do I have a second?
So moved. Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, now time for executive officer update.
Not too much of an update. We are proceeding with implementation of our housing programs as identified in our housing element. I don't think there's any return action coming forth shortly, but probably by the end of the year, there'll be one item in front of you. We're proceeding on the work with our battery energy storage system regulations that should be coming forward at the end of July for the review of the commission. And short of that, Saddleback Meadows residential project is moving forward for final map recommendation or approval by the board in June. That is a development on El Toro that has been in the planning stages.
30 years.
I would say 40, perhaps 50, with approvals dating back 30 years.
70, yes.
Yeah, and so it is moving forward. And actually, a buyer has emerged to take on actual development of that. So we anticipate that moving forward. There will be a subsequent public hearing related to a use permit to establish the planned unit development requirements for that architectural style, our standards as well. So that will be coming forward probably, I would say, before the end of the calendar year. They anticipate getting grading permits issued, I think, in September, with grading commencing for 15 to 18 months. So it's not a small grading site.
How many total homes?
Oh, it's
182. It started as over 700 mobile homes, and we have ended up with 182 single family homes. Well, yeah. It's been through a lot of settlements and litigation. Predated me, obviously, and yeah.
Quick question, does that have to be in a high fire zone?
Yes.
It is. It already has a fire master plan approved, as well as the map, including the appropriate dimensions for fuel modification zones. And they've already been advised of needing to meet the high fire standards for construction. So we're well aware of that.
Okay.
So that's it for me.
All right, thank you. County Council, updates.
Just briefly, next Wednesday we have the hearing on the Ranch Hills case, which this commission approved and the board approved. I think it was 4-1 both places, but that was when we had about 200 people and we had to move to the boardroom. we have the hearing next Wednesday. We might have a tentative next Tuesday. We'll just see how that goes, and I will report back.
How do you anticipate this?
Honestly, I don't know. The judge is a former criminal judge and a prosecutor.
I don't want to say criminal. I don't want to
do much like that. I think this week you have to be careful.
Criminal judge. On the criminal panel.
Not convicted of murder.
Okay, all right.
I want to make sure
about that. But yes, and a former prosecutor, so this is going to be new to him. So I'm not sure. Okay. If it was a judge idea, I'd have a better idea.
Well, it is a judge.
It's a judge.
Okay. All right, thank you. Commissioners, any comments?
Actually, a question going back. Are you getting an email, or do you have to look on the website?
We look on the website. So it is, if you want to look, it's in North Court, and it's Judge Donald Gaffney. And he will have like a tentative, and it's usually after, there's a link, it's usually after 4 p.m. on the day before.
Okay. North Court?
North Court. Yeah, weird. It's normally criminal. That's why I was saying that, it's normally a criminal court.
Municipal courts.
Yeah. So. I don't know what to expect. No one's been in front
of me. Mr. Barber,
Nothing here. Just wanted to say thank staff again for a great staff report and appreciate everything you guys are doing to help make sure that we have all the information that we need. It's very clear and concise, so thank you.
Okay, for myself, just want to share with our team here. I'll be on vacation all month of August. So if there's a hearing, I guess. Commissioner Rice, you chair for me. Larissa, I'll give you the actual date.
Okay.
I don't make the decision at the house, my wife does, so. But I'm told I'll be gone for the month of August. Other than that, I guess we'll check with the for public comments. I don't see anybody, but just in case, none. Okay, so meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.